Cash the Ticket is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more.
Guess what? That brings us to the New York Football Jets, J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. Aaron Glenn, first-year head coach. The O-line's getting better. I don't like their backfield. I love it. Breece Hall, Braylon Allen, hammer time. And if you want Isaiah Davis, whatever his name is, throw him in the mix.
How about Justin Fields, run threat?
Perfect. And look, their D is good. Mm-hmm. Their D was never bad. Do I think getting Aaron Glenn is an upgrade? I do. Now, look, Aaron Glenn is getting a little chesty.
I was going to ask you about this. I saw, and I apologize. I didn't watch this whole press conference, but there was a little exchange where he said, what, my decision, yeah. my decision.
Power down a little bit.
Come on, buddy. It's preseason.
He's a little bricked up. We need you to lay off the Cialis a little bit. But look, I actually like over 5.5 for this team.
Okay.
I think they're going to lead the league in rushing attempts. And if Justin Fields is simply average to below average as a passer, but you're getting his legs with that backfield, the thunder and lightning combo, and a good to very good defense, got to check in on Sauce Gardner, by the way. Kid, lock in. Way too many times last year, Sauce is on the sideline, no one knows why, pouting, wasn't as sharp.
Well, and they don't have the luxury of DJ Reed anymore. He leaves for the Lions. Look, I think they're a team that you could bet to go over the 5.5, but if this makes sense, I feel like they have like a hard ceiling of about 7.
Yeah,
like there's 100%. Not a lot of room above the number.
I think the Jets and Giants are just buy low candidates. They're
who do you like more?
Giants, because I think it's a top 10 defense. I don't think the Jets are quite there. And respectfully, the Giant quarterback room is not good, but at least I know they can throw some forward passes,
and I think pass catchers, you have to give the edge to the Giants. So if you're trailing and I need to steal a win, I feel a little better about the Giants than the Jets.
Yeah, and look, hard cap, totally agree. I just think they're buy low candidates. I would go over for the Jets, over for the Pats. I'd go under for the Dolphins. And the Bills, to me, are the centerpiece of any exacta.
Yeah, they're a team that should win 13, 14 games.
Do we have, I don't have a bomb pop here. Here's the other thing, guys, just before we wrap. I don't think these sports books, you know, no disrespect to anybody, including FanDuel, but like I don't think these odds are truly value. You know, like if you're going to plant a flagpole and go, the Patriots are going to win this division, plus 500 is not a good value.
No.
You know, and again, that's the horse player in me. I look at 5-1. No, that's a horse that's an actual major player in a race. 5-1 to overtake what might be the best team in football. I'm sorry, there's no value.
No.
Same thing of, oh, I believe the Jets can do it. Dude, the Jets should be 18,000 to win this division, not 1,800.
Yeah.
I can't do it. So you're not going to get those picks from us. I think it's about over-unders, and I do think it's about some of your conference or divisional exactas. Anything else?
Bundle them together. It's going to be your better way.
Bundle Rooski. All right, rate, review, subscribe, even if you're slandering and whining about things. It's fine. We appreciate all the reviews, sincerely. They help. So download it. Show is rocking and rolling. And feel free, cashticketpodcast@gmail.com for some of the email and questions and mailbag stuff. And we will continue rolling, hurtling, speeding towards week one in the NFL. That's Cash the Ticket.
Cash the Ticket is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more.